Will that be enough potatoes?
No. Better do a couple more. And could you do some parsnips as well?
Yeah, OK. Any sign of Helen?
She came round about 2 o'clock and made a cup of tea.
What time did she get in last night?
I've no idea.
Well, I hope she's going to behave this evening.
It's New Year, Tony. We're all allowed to let our hair down a bit.
Yes.
I'm just glad she's agreed to be here.
Well, it's going
to
be pretty dull for her and Tom.
I know, but it might be the last family celebration we have with Jack.
I bet he won't last till midnight. He'll start to get sleepy by 10:30 and then demand to be taken home.
Oh, Brian will keep him entertained. He's very good with Jack. Hello, darling.
Hiya.
Do you want something to eat?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
You look very nice.
Thanks.
It's a bit early to be all togged up. We won't be here for another couple of hours.
Well, I just had a call from Sarah.
Sarah?
From college.
Oh.
There's a gang of them meeting up in Bannisters for a drink before they go to their party, and she said, did I want to come along?
But Helen, you know that...
Just a quick drink. Wish them all Happy New Year.
We're having dinner at 8:30.
I'll be back before then. Don't worry.
Still feeding them 3 times a day.
And they took to the calf feeder all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Well, Holly and Ivy got the hang of it straight away, but Mistletoe took a bit of persuading.
But Pip got him sorted. No help from either of us.
Well done.
It's not that difficult.
Well, I've found something that might interest you.
Well, what?
Well, you remember I told you that we had triplet calves at Brookfield once before.
What, when you were nought but a lad?
No, I'm pretty sure I was working for George Fairbrother at the time. Anyway, it was such an event that it was featured in the Echo.
Oh, really?
And I knew I'd kept the cutting, but I had no idea where it was.
Oh, that's what you were after. Jill said you turned the house upside down.
But I found it. Here.
Oh, wow.
Good heavens.
They don't look much like our three.
Well, they wouldn't. We had dairy shorthorns in those days.
And is that your mum and dad?
Yes, your great-grandparents.
You know, the Echo might be interested in these three.
Well, I did wonder.
It's a pretty rare event, after all. Only twice in 50 years.
Well, I'll give them a call. Oh,
that would be brilliant, to have the same picture only with you and mum.
Oh, no, it's got to be you, Pip.
Yes, you're the one who's done all the hard work.
No, it should be you and mum. Because it's all about Brookfield and, you know, how things carry on.
Whoa, candles, linen napkins. You are pushing the boat out, aren't you?
It's the kind of thing your grandmother appreciates. Not to mention Jennifer.
OK, just remind Dad not to blow his nose on them.
Tom.
Have you seen Helen?
She's gone out.
What?
She had a call from some friend or other.
And you let her go?
Well, I couldn't really stop her. But she's promised she'll be back by 8:30. Now, could you pass me some serving spoons? I hope you're going to turn that thing off when Gran gets here.
Sorry, it's just a text.
Well, you know how Jack hates all that bleeping.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Did Helen happen to mention where she was going?
Bannisters, I think.
Right. OK, I just have to pop out for a few minutes.
Oh, not you as well.
Sorry, Mum, but... Look, don't worry, I'll be back before you know it.
And by this time, I'm thinking, this guy is such a pillock. Why did I let him talk me into this?
Do you want another one of those?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Oi, barman!
So anyway, I go to the loo, and the window's open, and there's, like, this flat roof outside.
Can we have a bit of service over here?
Well, I mean, it's 2 floors up, but you know what it's like when you've been on the tequila.
Helen!
So I climb on top of a cistern.
Helen!
What?
Oh, who are you?
It's okay, he's my brother. What are you doing here?
I'm taking you home.
Didn't you get my message?
Why do you think I'm here?
I can't face it, Tom. On a whole evening of Gran and Jack.
You can't expect me to make excuses for you.
I didn't know what else to do.
Well, how about coming home? Keeping the promise you made to Mum? Come on.
No.
Don't argue with me, Helen.
Leave me alone.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
She's leaving. You got a problem with that?
Me? No. Come on.
Right. Pull me like that. Just let go of my arm, Tom!
I know you!
Let go!
You'll just turn round and run straight back inside.
You've got a nerve.
I've got a nerve?
Humiliating me like that in front of my friends?
What friends?
In there!
I saw no friends. I saw a drunk man you were trying very unsuccessfully to pull. Now get in the car!
No!
Helen!
I will not be driven home like some naughty child!
Have you forgotten what day it is?
Don't be ridiculous.
It's John's birthday!
Oh, that.
Yes, that. You know how hard it is for Mum when these anniversaries come round.
Okay.
But where are you going?
Home. But I'll take my own car, thank you very much.
No, you can't.
See you at home. Want, isn't it?
And how much have you had to drink?
Not enough.
Helen?
I'm fine. Absolutely fine. Now get out of the way unless you want me to run you over.
Helen, please. I can't... Helen! Right, hold on, wait a minute.
What are you doing?
I'm coming with you.
What about your car?
I'll pick it up tomorrow.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I don't trust you.
I am perfectly capable of driving.
I don't trust you to go home. The minute my back's turned, you'll be straight back here.
For God's sake. Really, really bugging me,
Slow down.
Everyone's going on and on. I mean, to get out or let my hair down. Have a bit of fun.
Helen, slow down.
The minute I do...
We're coming into the village.
I'm 30.
It's really foggy.
The minute I do, you all start getting at me.
I'm not getting at you, but when you promise you'll do something, you've got to see it through.
What kind of way is this to spend New Year's Eve? Stuck at home with Jack asking you the same question 15 times, Brian recycling the same old jokes, and Mum getting all weepy because of Josh.
Look out!
Oh, my God! What was that?
You hit someone.
But I didn't. He came out of nowhere.
Look, back there, lying in the road.
No!
I better see if he's all right.
No, Tom, no, don't. Look, he's starting to sit up.
We still need to check.
He's okay.
What are you doing? You can't just drive off. Helen, for God's sake, we've got to make sure he's okay. Helen, stop the car.
No, I can't.
You've got to.
You don't understand, Tom.
Helen, please.
I've had too much
just
to drink.
Stop the car.
I'll be better than I can get to prison.
Pull over there, that field entrance. Okay, think.
Tom, what am I going to do?
Listen, we can't just leave that person lying in the road.
He was all right, I saw him move.
But they might be hurt.
I can't go back, don't you understand?
All right, just let me think.
Where are you going? Tom! Don't leave me, please! Tom!
Move over!
What?
I'll drive. Come on, shove over. Quickly. Okay, do your seatbelt up. All right, let's get turned around.
What are we going to say?
I don't know. I'll say I was driving and that... I just panicked when I hit him.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'm perfectly sober. It'll be easier this way. I've got to make sure that person's okay. What's going on?
That's Robert Snell's car.
What's he doing? He's helping the guy into his car.
See? See, he's okay.
You don't know that.
No, Tom.
Wait a minute.
We can go home now. Forget the whole thing.
No, we can't.
Why not?
Cambridge is a small place, Helen. They might even have got a glimpse of the car. They might have seen the number plate.
No.
And besides, we don't know how badly he's injured.
Please, Tom. Let's just go home.
We can't risk it. We've got to go to the police.
Was this the incident with Joe's beard?
Yeah, Brian had to rush across the stage with a fire extinguisher.
So embarrassing.
I thought it was hilarious.
So I'm glad you didn't come on Friday, Grandad.
What did you think of Jill?
Oh, wasn't she fab?
She was.
Yeah, where on earth did Mum learn to be so convincingly fiendish?
She practiced on me. That's how she got to be so good.
Hemlock in your tea.
I was very proud of it.
And we had a wicked party afterwards. Uncle Kenton got this huge bunch of flowers for Linda, which of course made her sneeze.
He's back with Kathy.
What, the engagement's on again?
No, they agreed getting married was a terrible idea. They're happy just the way they are.
Oh, look at Josh.
Out for the count. I knew he wouldn't be able to stay awake.
Jill should have taken him up to bed along with Ben.
We promised him he could stay up.
We'll wake him up at midnight.
I'm glad Uncle Kenton's back with Kathy.
Are you?
So is your grandmother.
It's horrible when people split up.
She was very worried about the two of them.
Yeah, well, when does Mum not worry?
Well, yes, she's always fretting about one or other of you, but... Shula and Alistair seem to have got over their problems.
And so have you, haven't you?
Us? Oh, yeah. There's no need to worry about us.
Good.
We're fine. Aren't we, Ruth?
Yeah, absolutely fine.
I thought it would only take an hour or so, but of course it's New Year's Eve and the police station was heaving.
So, did they breathalyze you?
Eventually, yeah.
And?
Well, and nothing. I was perfectly sober. But then we had to wait until they found out if the person we hit was okay. Which he was, thank God. Just cut some bruises.
So, were you speeding?
No. I don't know. I don't think so.
It was foggy.
You idiot!
It wasn't his fault.
Did they question you, Helen?
No. I just...
No, she just had to sit in the waiting room.
All this time?
It's okay, really. I didn't mind.
How could you be so careless, Tom? Tonight of all nights.
I'm sorry.
It was an accident, Dad.
I know, we've ruined your night.
Yes, well, I'm going to take this bottle of wine out and top up everyone's glass. So grab yourselves something to eat and then come and join us. Let's at least see the new year in together.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Helen, come here. It's not your fault.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, Tom, I can't believe you of all people could be so reckless. Especially with your sister in the car.
Oh,
oh, for heaven's sake. I'm
sorry. It's just Brenda. She probably just wants to... Hi, Brian.
Be all right.
What? You're kidding me. Well, whereabouts? Where did it happen? Oh, I don't believe it. What? Oh, okay. Right, well, you better go then. I'll call you in the morning, okay? First thing. Yeah. Okay, bye. Oh, God.
What?
Tonight just cannot get any worse.
Why? What's happened?
That was Brenda. The person we hit in the car, it was her dad. It was Mike.
Aren't you supposed to be at work?
Yeah, I'm just going. Phoned Caroline, said I'd be a bit late.
Must give Robert Snell a call. Thank him for taking Dad to the hospital.
Yeah. Hope it didn't ruin his new year.
We should get him something. A nice bottle of wine, maybe.
Yeah, I'll get one from work. Oh.
Roy, you look awful.
Thanks. Don't look too clever yourself.
A few more cups of coffee, I'll be okay.
It's not the most restful way to spend the night, is it? Stuck in A&E with a load of drunken revellers.
I bet Hayley's a bit cheesed off, isn't she?
No.
She went to all that trouble with the dinner.
No, she's okay. Just relieved he wasn't badly hurt.
Cuts are nasty, though. I suppose we'll be eating cold roast lamb for the next week.
Oh, no great hardship.
Oh, he's never got up.
Brenda, you there?
Dad, what are you doing?
Come here, kiss hand.
Look, let me.
I told you to stay in bed.
Oh, I can't lay a bed up there. I've got too much to do.
It's New Year's Day, Dad. What can you possibly have to do?
Well, someone's going to have to do the milk round.
Not today.
No, for the next couple of weeks.
Look, here. But sit down here.
All right. Oh, Dad. Oh. We certainly can't be jumping on and off a van with this knee.
It's a miracle he didn't break it.
So I'd best get on a jazzer, see if he can cover.
Well, don't bring him now.
Why not?
The morning after Hogmanay.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably in a coma.
Yeah, I've got to ring Tony. We're supposed to be going fishing.
Well, it's okay, he knows. He's going to call you this afternoon.
Oh, right.
And Tom's coming over just as soon as he's fed the pigs.
I do need to... Oof!
You okay?
No. No, I am not okay. And if I ever find out who done this to me, I'll kill him.
Oh, Jack, you do sound a bit croaky this morning.
Oh, it's only because we had a late night. I'm sure a cup of coffee will help. You know, I remember it as if it was yesterday.
What's that?
I remember waiting in the church with... who was it? Who was my best man?
Nelson.
Ah, Nelson. Nelson Gabriel, of course. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, Nelson's been dead for, oh, 5 or 6 years now.
And you were late.
That's right, I was.
I was quite convinced you weren't coming.
Oh, Jack.
I was sure you'd changed your mind.
How could you think such a thing?
And then, there you were, looking such a picture. And I thought, I am the luckiest man alive.
I was the lucky one. Now, don't forget your coffee.
It was, Tony gave you away, wasn't it?
That's right.
Hmm. I couldn't remember. Only had eyes for you, you see.
Oh, Jack.
But then, I was talking to Tony. Oh, when was it now?
Last night, probably.
Last night?
We went round to Bridge Farm.
Did we?
To see in the new year.
I thought we stayed here and watched that film on the television.
That was on Saturday.
Oh.
Probably just as well you don't remember. It was a bit of a disastrous evening.
Was it?
Tom and Helen were supposed to be there. But then Tom phoned to say they were at the police station because they'd been involved in an accident.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. The accident. That was dreadful, wasn't it? I mean, to lose a child, that must be the worst thing that can happen.
Oh, you're thinking of John.
Yeah, the accident.
That was years ago. A different accident.
Was it?
Yes, last night was... Well, it really doesn't matter. It wasn't so bad in the end. Now, are you going to have a bath before we go out?
Where are we going?
We're going to Grey Gables.
Oh, are we?
For lunch.
That's nice.
To celebrate our wedding anniversary.
Hi, Tom. Come on in.
Thanks. Is Brenda around?
Yeah. She's just getting Dad settled on the sofa.
Oh, he's up and about then.
Shouldn't be, really. He's supposed to be resting.
But he's okay?
Well, he's in a foul temper.
Oh, dear.
But there's nothing broken. He's got some pretty spectacular bruises and wrenched his knees somehow.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Are you okay?
Completely knackered, but apart from that...
Well, I must go. See you later.
Okay.
Oh, you're still all right for tomorrow, are you?
What?
Tomorrow, you said you'd look after Phoebe.
Did I?
Yeah, Hayley and me, we've got our appointment.
Oh, yeah, sorry. My brain hasn't woken up yet.
So it's okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Good, right. See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Roy.
Do you want a cup of coffee?
No, I'm all right.
Well, I'm having one.
Just a minute.
What?
But before you do that, I've got something to tell you.
What's the matter?
It was me, not down your dad.
What?
Or rather, it wasn't me, it was Helen, but... Well, I've told everyone it was me, because Helen had a few drinks. You know how she gets, and if anyone found out, she'd probably... Anyway, it doesn't really matter, but...
Stop! What are you saying? Helen was driving.
Yeah.
And she was drunk.
Yeah. I mean, not legless, but...
She hit my dad.
Yeah.
And didn't stop.
Well, she did stop, actually. We saw that he was trying to sit up, so we knew he wasn't... Well, you know.
Dead?
Yes, and then Helen panicked and drove off, and she was... Well, she was hysterical, so I persuaded her. Well, I didn't really think it through, but I knew we had to go back, so I told her I'd drive and say it was me.
So you went back?
Yeah.
To check he was okay?
Only someone else got there first. I think it was Robert Snell.
Yeah, he took him to hospital.
So then we went to the police station.
Why?
Well, we had to. I mean, we couldn't pretend... Anyway, someone might have seen the car.
But you told them it was you.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I know it sounds a bit...
You completely lost your mind.
I had to get Helen off the hook somehow.
Why? She's as guilty as hell.
Yeah, I know, but...
She was driving while drunk, Tom. She hit my dad. She left the scene of an accident.
She couldn't handle it. It would destroy her.
And what's it going to do to you?
I'll be okay.
You could lose your licence.
Look, I really didn't think it through at the time. I just did it. Seemed like the right thing and...
How are you going to run your business, Tom, if you can't drive?
I can't back down now, can I? I'd be in even worse trouble.
And what about Helen? What's she got to say for herself?
Not a lot.
How could she let you do that, Tom? How could she let you take the rap?
Cheers.
Cheers, Peggy.
And thank you for 16 wonderful years.
Ah. Do you remember the first time I proposed?
Oh, yes. That must be, 30 years ago.
So, if you'd said yes then, we'd have been celebrating our 30th...
anniversary.
Ah. Anniversary. Instead of our...
16th.
16th?
I wasn't ready to get married again at that stage. And you were only just divorced then from Valerie.
You said you wanted nothing more to do with me.
That's not true.
You resigned as my thingamy.
Your PA.
I remember you walked out on me.
I came back, though.
Eventually. But you made it quite clear I was to keep my distance. You told me if I didn't stop interfering in your private life, you'd be off again.
Did I really?
Oh, yes.
I don't remember that.
I can't recall who you were seeing at that time.
Neither can I.
But I was very jealous. You were always going off with other men.
Oh, Jack, you make me sound like a terrible flirt.
Godfrey Wendover.
That was years later.
I was quite convinced you were going to marry him.
I'm very glad I didn't.
It was when you gave him his marshalling orders.
Marching orders.
I thought I might be in with a chance.
It was here, wasn't it? Downstairs in the kitchen.
What?
That you proposed.
Oh, yes, of course.
In the middle of a particularly chaotic lunchtime.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
What for?
Your lunch menu.
Oh, that's all right. We're in no hurry.
And it's your anniversary, isn't it?
16 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Chef particularly recommends the venison.
Oh, he's very good with game, is Jean-Paul.
It's not Jean-Paul anymore, dear. It's Ian.
Why? What happened to Jean-Paul?
So, did you have a good New Year, Roy?
Not really, no. My dad was knocked over on his way back from the pub.
Oh, no. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's okay, thankfully. A few cuts and bruises, you know, but spent half the night in the accident and emergency.
Oh, you have to be so careful on New Year's Eve. My grandchildren were involved in some sort of accident.
Such a tragedy.
Why? What happened?
It was a tractor, wasn't it? Fell over and crushed the poor lad.
No, no, Jack. You're thinking of John.
Yes. Yes, your grandson.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, nearly 9 years now.
I was talking about last night.
What happened last night?
Never mind. Let's have a look at this menu and decide what we're going to have to eat.
So what I've got to do now is go and tell your dad.
No, Tom, you can't.
I have to.
No, at least wait for a day or two.
No, I've got to do it now.
He's like a bear with a sore head this morning. He said he couldn't sleep because he's in so much pain.
You gonna get that?
No, I expect Dad will get it. Probably for him anyway.
Yeah, but supposing it's... Oh, well, never mind.
What?
Well, if he talks to other people, it's only a matter of time before he finds out, and it'd be much better coming from me.
But Tom...
If I get to him straight away and own up...
You don't know what he's like.
At least I'll get a few brownie points for being honest with him.
He's in such a rage. He's just so vindictive towards whoever it was.
So the sooner I get it over with...
No, please, Tom, don't. I can't bear the thought of him hating you.
He won't hate me.
Because I love you so much. Oh, and I know what he'll be like. He'll never forgive you and I'll have to listen to him carrying on.
He won't be that bad.
Look, can't you just tell him the truth?
No.
Just like you did with me.
No. I can trust you to keep it secret.
Honestly, he wouldn't tell anyone. Nor have you explained it to him.
Brenda, I can't. I can't take that chance. I shouldn't have told you, really, but I couldn't bear the thought of you thinking badly of me.
Please, Tom.
I'm sorry.
Okay. If you're absolutely determined.
I am.
Let me come with you.
No.
We'll face him together.
No, I've got to do this on my own.
Oh, you're still here then?
Yeah. I was just going to come and talk to you, actually.
Do you know who that was on the phone? Your dad.
Oh, he said he'd ring later.
Who at least had the decency to admit the truth, unlike you little toe rag.
Mike.
Dad, we were just going to come and tell you.
We?
Tom and me.
Got you on his side, has he? Taught you into softening me up a bit?
No, Mike, I don't want Brenda getting involved in this.
Good, because she ain't going to be. If I have my way, she won't be involved with you anymore, ever.
Dad, stop it. You can't say that.
I can say what I damn well like. And a man who could knock down an innocent pedestrian, leave him lying in the road, ain't worthy of you, my girl.
Mike, please, you've got to let me explain.
No, I don't want to hear your excuses. I don't want to see your face him no more, neither. Just get out of my house!
I was hoping he would have calmed down a bit this morning.
No sign of it.
No, just as mad as he was yesterday.
Poor Brenda.
It's going to make life pretty difficult for him if Dad carries on like this.
It'll make life quite uncomfortable for all of us.
I'm really not happy about leaving Phoebe with him.
Well, we can hardly take her with us.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just, with those two at each other's throats the whole time.
Oh, it's only for a couple of hours.
Yeah, but you know how she hates it when people argue.
So, what are you suggesting? That we should cancel the appointment?
No, of course not.
That we've waited weeks and weeks for?
I just wish it could have been tomorrow and she'll be back at school.
Well, it isn't.
Come on then. In you go.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Ah, Dazza, how are you getting on?
Fine.
Will you be able to cover the rest of the week?
Sure, no problem. How's he doing?
Well,
Oh, he's a bit sorry for himself.
More than a bit.
I bet he doesn't care much for sitting about in his backside.
No. Mm,
especially when that backside is one big bruise.
Oh, yeah, it was Tom did for him.
Who told you?
Tom. I saw him when I was there feeding the pigs.
What, and he fessed up?
Well, I told him I was coming out to see Mike, so he knew I'd find out soon enough.
How is he?
Tom? No, you'd call fully the joys of spring.
Neither's Dad.
I'll do my best to cheer him up. Is he in bed?
No, he's up and about. Look, we got to go, I'm afraid, but Brenda will let you in.
Well, he's off to, you're dressed up.
Oh,
nowhere special.
I've just got to see someone about something.
What's that, then?
Actually, mate, it's none of your business.
I just don't understand why you're defending him.
Oh, leave it, Dad, please.
No, if you think I'm being unreasonable...
Accidents happen, okay?
Not if people are driving with proper care and attention.
It was dark and there was fog coming down.
So he was obviously driving too fast.
If you say so.
Well, he must have been, mustn't he?
Perhaps if you hadn't been drunk.
I was not drunk.
You wouldn't have been staggering about in the middle of the road.
We'd had a couple of points, is all.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't staggering and I was not in the middle of the road.
You were hammered when Roy and me got to the hospital.
I was in shock, Brenda, for heaven's sake.
You reeked of alcohol.
3 points at most. You are Sid if you don't believe me.
And you're always going on at us to wear something bright and reflective if we're out at night. But there you were in your black coat and your black trousers.
Oh, so it was all my fault, was it?
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
It was an accident, okay?
Yeah, driving off and leaving me lying in the middle of the road, that wasn't no accident.
He came back.
I could have been dead for all he knew.
He came back.
So he says. You've only got his word for it.
Oh, so you think he's a liar or something or anything else?
Excuse me.
Jazza.
This is a private row. Can Emily join in?
No. Come on in, lad. How'd you get on this morning? Everything all right?
Fine. I just thought I'd come run and reassure you.
Well, sit yourself down. Here, Brenda, take his coat. I'll put the kettle on. I dare say you could use a cup of tea.
I wouldn't say no.
I'm really sorry to drop you in it like this.
Oh, it's no problem. To be honest, I'm a wee bit skint after Christmas and New Year. A few quid extra doesn't come amiss.
Oh, it's a lot to ask doing both rounds.
I'll survive.
And you're still doing the pigs every morning.
Well, and sleeping in the afternoon. You'll have to excuse me if I nod off in the chair.
Well, what about the milking? I've been covering for Ed's day off.
That's all right. Oliver's going to do that.
All right.
You'll get by.
So I'm surplus to requirements, am I?
Don't be daft. Go up for a few weeks, but I hope it's not going to be for too long.
Don't we all?
What?
I'm just going to check on Phoebe.
What about that tea?
Kettle's on. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I tell you what, your fan club's up in arms.
Well, what?
Your fan club. The old lady's doing Manorfield Close.
Oh, right.
Very distressed they were when they found out what happened. Mrs. Jenkins, she reckons for what they done to your favourite milkman, they should lock him up and throw away the key.
Yeah, my sentiments entirely. You try telling that to my daughter.
So that's when we went to see our GP.
And when was that?
About a month ago.
Mm. And your GP did some tests?
Yeah, I did blood test and... Roy?
I had to give a sperm sample.
And were you tested for chlamydia?
Oh, yeah, that too. But I said to the GP I was sure I'd never had anything like that.
Well, the trouble is you can never be certain. Chlamydia often has no symptoms. Mm. And it can stick around in the body for, well, as much as 15 years.
Really?
It can cause problems.
Anyway, I had the test and it was negative.
Well, I'd like to do another blood test. And if I could have another sample from you too, Roy, please.
Yeah, but we know there's nothing wrong. So I've had a normal test and I've got an 8-year-old daughter.
Which proves there was nothing wrong 9 years ago.
What are you saying?
Well, I agree it's very unlikely the problem was with you, but you can never rule anything out. You may have had a normal test in a local lab, but we need to repeat it in a specialist laboratory just to make sure.
So we do these tests, and what happens then?
Well, if nothing shows up, then I think the next step will be to give you a laparoscopy.
What's that?
Well, we inject some dye through the cervix and then follow how it flows through the tubes. We use a telescope with a little camera on the end, and then we can see if there are any problems with your fallopian tubes.
Oh, God.
Don't look so worried. It's a very straightforward procedure. It only takes about 20 minutes.
So how soon can I have that done?
There's a bit of a waiting list, I'm afraid.
Oh, how long?
About 2 or 3 months.
Oh, the waiting is so difficult. I just want to get on with it.
You mustn't stop trying to get pregnant.
No, I didn't mean...
Often things will just sort themselves out.
Well, and after this laparoscopy, what happens then?
Well, it depends on what we find. If there's some damage or blockage to the tubes, that's probably the reason for your not conceiving.
Would that mean IVF?
Well, it's something we would consider.
The GP said we might not be able to have it on the NHS because we've already got a... I've already got a child.
I'm afraid that is the case, yes, in this area. That's where our health authority has chosen to draw the line.
You mean if we live somewhere else?
Yes. Some other authorities have got a different policy.
So it's what they call a postcode lottery.
I'm afraid so.
And there's no way around it. I mean, we simply can't afford to go private. I've heard about egg sharing.
Look, I must stress, it's very early days to be thinking about things like that. Mm. But you're right, there are ways of reducing the cost of treatment.
How does it work?
Well, the IVF process involves stimulating your ovaries to produce lots of eggs. We'd normally expect about 8 or 10 eggs, which is more than you're likely to need. So if you're prepared to donate some of them to another infertile couple, then the cost of the treatment would be considerably reduced.
No, I'm not sure I like the idea of someone else having my child. But if it's the only way we can afford it...
It's a big decision, and it's certainly one that doesn't have to be made now. We don't even know if you're going to need IVF at all.
Right.
You'd need to have counselling anyway before going down that route, particularly since you can no longer do it anonymously.
Well, how do you mean?
Anyone who donates eggs or sperm must give information about themselves. A child who's born using those eggs or sperm has the right to access that information at the age of 18.
Oh, great. So you might get this knock on the door in 20 years' time and this total stranger says, hello, Mum.
I don't think you should worry about that now. Look, let's just see what the outcome of the tests is first. Yes?
Yeah. Right.
Oh! Ah!
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just seeing how I could manage.
You're not very well, obviously.
I ain't that bad, actually.
Dad, that knee is not going to get better if you keep jumping up and down.
I ain't jumping.
Come on, sit down.
I'm just seeing how far I could walk.
Come on.
Oh, I couldn't do the round, that's for sure. Well, I reckon I could manage the milking.
Don't be daft.
Cows are inside now. It's not as if I have to walk them in from the fields. Ooh.
Oh, still hurts, doesn't it?
Oh, I just sat down a bit awkward.
Why can't you just put your feet up and enjoy being waited on for once in your life?
Because I don't enjoy it, Brenda. I'm stuck here thinking of all the things I should be doing, how much money I'm losing being sat here on my backside.
And it's only for a few weeks.
I'm going to pay Jazza for all them extra days, you know.
Well, get by, we're not exactly penniless.
That idiot boyfriend of yours appreciates what he's costing me.
Dad, please.
I'm not going to get in sick pay,
but
is
don't
it?
Don't keep on about it, it wasn't Tom's fault.
Oh, so whose fault was it then?
I'm not going to discuss it with you.
You speeding along a narrow country road in the dark, in the fog.
Yeah, all right.
It's a miracle he didn't kill me.
But he didn't.
He might have.
You got some nasty bruises and a twisted knee.
And would you still be leaping to his defence if he had killed me, eh?
I'm not going to answer that. Do you want a cup of tea?
Look, what I want is for you to see where your loyalties lie.
Oh, Dad, please.
With your family.
Hello? Anybody home?
As far as I'm concerned, the sooner you ditch that lad, the better.
We're in here.
Hiya.
Hello.
Right. Oh, what's the matter?
Nothing.
I was just trying to talk some sense into this one.
So how'd you get on?
You know. Hello.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
Have you had a nice afternoon?
No.
Didn't you have a good time with Grandad?
He kept shouting at Auntie Brenda.
Hey, I wasn't shouting. We're just having a bit of a discussion, is all.
Is that what you call it?
Oh, dear.
Come on, Phoebe. Let's go and make your mum and dad a nice cup of tea.
Oh, I'd like that.
OK. And shall we see if there's some chocolate biscuits left?
That's a good idea.
How did it go?
Well,
we're really no further on than we were before.
More tests.
What sort of tests?
Oh, same as before.
Well, what's the point of that?
Plus, Hayley's got to have this... What do they call it?
Laparoscopy. And there's a distinct possibility we might have to have IVF.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Yeah, but it's looking more and more likely.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite common these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lots of people have it.
Yeah. But the thing is, we'd have to pay for it.
How do you mean?
You can only have it on the NHS if you haven't got kids already.
But you haven't.
Phoebe?
She ain't Ailey's kid.
Makes no odds.
Nah, that can't be right.
I'm afraid it is.
But that ain't fair. They can't deny you the right to have a kid of your own.
Well, let's not talk about
it. Just because Roy got Kate Aldridge pregnant.
Dad.
What were you and Brenda arguing about?
Huh? Oh, it was nothing.
Let me guess. About Tom?
No, oh, I just can't seem to get through to her. I mean, it's not right for her to carry on seeing him. Inappropriate, is it? Not after what he's done.
Jenny?
Hello. You're an early bird.
Couldn't waste this beautiful morning.
Whoa. Good girl. Do you think Alice might fancy a hack across the barrow? She's not here, I'm afraid. Stayed the night at Amy's.
Oh, that's a shame.
The whole family's abandoned me today.
Why, where's Brian?
Oxford Farming Conference.
Oh, yes, of course.
And Adam's stuck in the lambing shed, won't even come in for lunch.
So you're rattling round the house on your own?
Yeah. Oh, it was so lovely at Christmas with Kate and Nolly here.
You know, we're really going to have to get you riding, Jenny.
Oh, no. I'm much too old.
Oh, rubbish.
I'll be 62 on Sunday.
Haven't you heard, darling? 60's the new 40.
That's supposed to make me feel better, is it?
What are you going to do to celebrate?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Oh, as far as I know. Brian may have something planned, but it's much more likely he's just forgotten.
Oh, we're going to have to organise something. How about a tea party?
A tea party?
Everyone round to mine at 6 o'clock. How does that sound?
Well, it's very kind of you, Lydia.
It's not a problem, darling. Now, tell me what happened on New Year's Eve.
How do you mean?
Oh, Jenny, you were there, weren't you, at Bridge Farm?
Yes, with Brian and Mum and Jack.
So?
So what?
Tom!
Well, all that happened was that Tom and Helen phoned to say they'd been delayed and we had to have dinner without them.
So you didn't know?
Know what?
That he'd mown down Mike Tucker.
Well, not at the time. No, a slight accident. That's all they said. Now, there was a certain amount of shouting going on in the kitchen.
You know, I always had Tom down as the sensible one of Tony's children.
Well, he wasn't always.
Verging on the stage.
Remember that time he got arrested for destroying Brian's GM crop?
Oh, that was years ago. These days all he cares about is his sausage empire. He never drinks more than the odd beer and is tucked up in bed by 10:30 with Brenda Tucker.
Oh, as long as he's happy.
Now, Helen, on the other hand. Now, there's a girl who knows how to party.
Come here, Ben. Your coat's done up all wrong. Josh, I told you to comb your hair.
I did.
Then why is it all sticking up like a loo brush, huh?
Come on, come here. Let me see if I can make it lie down.
I'm just going to go check on the calves. But Pip, you've already...
Yeah, I've done too.
No, Ben, you get in the car, OK?
Pip, you fed them this morning, haven't you?
Of course I have.
So why do you need to check on them again?
I won't be a minute.
Pip!
Anyway, I thought that we were making a New Year's resolution to walk to the school bus, chaps.
It's very dangerous on these dark mornings. We might get run over.
Yeah, well, I wasn't suggesting you should walk on your own.
Where are you going, Ben?
I forgot my bag.
No, you didn't. It's in the car.
Anyway, you're always going on about carbon emissions, aren't you, Josh? And how we should drive our cars less.
Yeah, I know. But then we'd have to get up even earlier.
And that's not going to happen, is it?
Come on, Pip, get a move on.
They've finished it all, nearly.
What?
The calves, they've nearly emptied the feeder again.
Good for them. Now, come on, in you get.
Do you think we're giving them enough?
Yeah, yeah, they're fine. They're flourishing.
But you won't forget to give them their extra feed this afternoon.
No, Mum will see to it.
Oh, Mum will she?
Yeah, when you're feeding the other calves.
No, no, that's not the point. They still need the extra
okay,
feed.
Okay, okay, I haven't forgotten.
Not like the other calves. You've got to remember to feed them in the middle of the day as well.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Bert.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hello, Bert.
Back to school today, then?
If they ever get there.
Want to see my holiday book?
Not now, Ben.
You must remember to buy the Echo tomorrow, Bert.
I always do.
There's going to be a picture of our triplet calves.
Oh, they took a photo, did they?
They took a photo of me. And me.
Took photos of all of us.
And Izzy.
Oh, your friend Izzy was here, was she?
They said it would make the front page, especially with it being at Christmas.
We'll be famous.
Oh, a Christmas miracle, that's what it was.
Yeah, and do you think we can perform a second miracle and get you lot to school, huh?
Come on, in the car.
Bye, Bert.
Bye, Dad.
See you.
Seatbelts.
Have a nice day.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
Assuming they don't miss the bus.
Oh, don't tempt fate.
Go on, boy, Pip. Boy, boys. Ooh, you dare say you'll be glad to see the back of them, ain't you?
No, not really.
Bit of peace and quiet.
Bye.
Ooh, get a bit of work done.
Actually, I've really enjoyed this holiday. We had a smashing Christmas. Best for ages.
Glad to hear it.
I'm going to miss them. Anyway, back to work.
Anything I can do?
Bert, you've retired.
Yeah, I know. I just thought you might need a hand with short.
Morning!
Ah, hello.
I thought you'd finished up here.
Well, so did I, but this door just wasn't up to scratch.
Oh, wasn't it?
It looked like the paint had been put on with a comb.
Well, I didn't notice.
That's the last time I leave Bert to finish off a job for me.
Oh, it was Bert, was it?
Well, he was hanging around last week looking for something to do. I had to drive Coriander to the station.
Oh, your daughter?
Yeah, she came for a couple of days after Christmas.
Oh, how lovely.
So, anyway, I said to Bert he could finish painting the door for me.
And he made a mess of
it. Well, obviously more used to creosoting fences. I brought Tina Gilbert in to have a look. I hope you don't mind.
Tina from Gleeblum?
Yeah, she mentioned she was looking for someone to redecorate her living room, so I asked her to come in here.
Of course I don't mind.
So that she could see, you know, that I'm not some sort of cowboy. And there's this door, all drips and brush marks. I had to stand with my back to it so she wouldn't notice.
Well, did she give you the job?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And I've got an ad in the Parish Magazine next week.
You haven't forgotten about this roof, have you?
No. The insulation's on order. I'll do it for you next week.
Well, I'm not surprised Tina was impressed. You have done a lovely job on this landing.
Well, it looks a lot better, doesn't it?
Yeah. You're building up quite a little business for yourself, aren't you?
Well, it's early days yet.
I envy you.
Why?
Having found a new role for yourself.
I'd have been climbing the walls if I hadn't.
I know the feeling.
Oh, you're always so busy with the shoots and the farmers' markets, the website.
No, I suppose it's just the January blues. And it doesn't help that it's my birthday on Sunday.
Birthdays. Best ignored.
Well, it's difficult.
Yeah. Linda never allows me to forget.
Well, my sister's offered to lay on a tea party for me.
That's nice.
No. I'm sure it'd be lovely, but it just sounds so sedate and so old ladyish.
Hello? Oh, can I come up?
Yes, hello.
Bert. Hello.
Leave the front door, Bert. It's time I was off.
Do you have to?
Afraid so. Keep up the good work, Robert.
Right, bye, Mrs. Aldridge.
Bye.
Well, I was just wondering if there was anything else, Robert.
No, really. There's nothing.
My Lord, what's happened to that door?
This door? I just need to do a little bit of refinishing.
But I done that on Friday.
Yeah, I know. I just felt it could do with another coat.
But you've sanded right back to the wood.
Well, only in a couple of places.
Ooh, my work not good enough for.
No, Bert. It was obviously a duff tin of paint and thick and sticky. It must have been well past its sell-by date.
Hi.
Oh, hang on a minute.
They always make such a racket, don't they?
Yeah.
All that fuss over a few handfuls of concentrate.
Do you want me for something?
Well, just to say I'm going to the shops. Do you fancy anything particular for lunch?
No, I'll just grab a sandwich.
You sure?
Yeah, I've got a lot to get through.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Makes you realise how much Bert used to do. I mean, little jobs like this, feeding the ewes, you know, all takes time.
You didn't give him anything to do this morning, then?
Who?
Bert.
No.
Only I could see he was hanging about, looking hopeful.
Well, he's supposed to be retired.
I know, but... Poor Bert. I don't think he's coping very well at all.
Well, he'll get used to it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Right, well, best crack on.
Okay. So, you won't be coming in for lunch?
No, I just help myself, if that's all right.
There's plenty of cold meat.
Fine.
I see Alistair's coming this afternoon.
Is he?
To do some PDs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you want me to go around with him?
No. I mean, unless you particularly want to.
Well, I would quite like to, actually.
Well, all right, fine then.
Make sure I haven't lost my touch.
What?
With the AI. I have this nightmare that one day Alistair will do PDs and not one single cow will be in calf.
Well, that's not going to happen, is it?
It doesn't stop me worrying.
Oh, listen, by the way, about tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
The NFU lunch.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if I might come to that.
I only booked one ticket.
I'm sure they could squeeze an extra one in. It'll be nice to see everyone.
Well, all right, then. If you want to go, I'll stay home.
Why can't we go together?
Because it's Martin's day off and someone has to do the afternoon milking.
Oh.
But I don't mind. I mean, if you want to go to the lunch...
No, forget it. Stupid idea.
Cheers.
Cheers. If you don't want more, only ask to say.
Please don't think that.
Well, what else am I supposed to think?
There was something wrong with the paint.
You're doing it again.
What?
Why don't you just come out and say it?
I'm sure you've got lots of skills that I don't. Gardening. Supposing someone wants their garden given a makeover.
Well, you don't do makeovers.
Yeah, but you do gardening.
Afternoon, chaps.
Lillian, how lovely to see you. Let me get you a drink.
Oh, thank you, darling. What have I done to deserve this?
Well, when you're ready, Jolene. We were just saying, weren't we, Bert?
What?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. What a triumph.
It was fun. I don't think Linda's going to offer me a part again, is she?
Nonsense. She said you were perfect for the role. You repaid her confidence in spades.
Be reviewing the Echo tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think Linda's looking forward to that.
Well, why not?
The reviewer came on the Friday.
When Joe's beard caught for you.
And there were rather too many ad-libs about Tom Archer sausages.
Oh, talking of whom? Any news of Mike?
Yeah, he's okay.
It was you scraped him off the road, wasn't it?
You what?
Some nasty cuts and bruises, but nothing broke.
Well, Mike took her.
Well, don't tell me you haven't heard.
Heard what?
Bless you, Bert. You must be the only person in Ambridge who doesn't know.
Mike was knocked over by a car driven by Tom Archer.
He never was.
Jolene told me the morning after it happened, and she'd heard it from Derek Fletcher.
Well, how'd he know?
Well, Linda got it from Susan, who'd heard it from Mrs. Potter. Though how she knew, I have no...
Jazza. He's doing the milk round.
But he works for Tom as well, doesn't he? So he's hardly likely to go spreading gossip.
Well, it's not gossip, though, is it? It's fact. Mike was the victim of a hit and run.
Well, hit and run? You said he was Tom Archer.
But I'm afraid he left the scene of the crime. So now his name is mud throughout South Borsetshire.
You're just in time. I practically sold out.
Oh, isn't that a gorgeous picture?
Oh, did in extra copies because I knew the Snow White review would be in, but I didn't reckon on Holly Ivy and Mistletoe being front page news.
It's really nice of Ruth. She insisted she didn't want to be in it.
No, why ever not?
She just hates having her photo taken, and besides, Pip's the one who's looking after the calves.
Oh, I love the way they've put that old picture alongside.
From 50 years ago. Amazing, isn't it?
Mm. Doesn't David look like his granddad?
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. Look at his eyebrows and the shape of his chin.
Did you know them?
Dan and Doris, yeah. They moved into Glebe Cottage when I was, about six.
Where Jill and Phil live now.
So they were very much part of the village.
So, where is the Panto review?
Oh, towards the back, page 23.
And is it all right?
Yeah, it's very complimentary.
Here we are. Snow White, a scorching success.
Yeah, they couldn't resist the odd pun about Joe's beard.
Oh, that was what Linda was afraid of.
But most of it's about the show.
Linda Snell has pulled it off again.
Yeah, it's very nice about
her. A witty production of Snow White. Witty, eh?
Because of the oversized dwarves.
It's a fast-paced piece of storytelling with plenty of laughs. Alice Aldridge makes a delightful heroine.
I think everyone in the cast gets a mention.
Well, they always do that, don't they?
Even Christopher. He is going to be so embarrassed.
Blimey. How many get-well cards have you got?
They're from your customers on the milk round.
Oh. Yeah, Jazzer said they'd all been asking after you.
Oh, he's really come up trumps as Jazzer. Thought we were sticking our necks out trusting him with the rain, but he's not let us down. He's stuck with it.
Yeah.
I said to him, it's just a shame you has to go on working for Tom Archer. He's still doing the pigs every morning, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I wouldn't. I'd tell him to stuff his job.
Mind you, the way some folks are carrying on about him.
Well, about Tom?
Yeah, he's not getting off lightly.
Oh, I shall hope not. Just wish Brenda could see it.
Yeah, well.
It really gets to me, Neil, the idea of my daughter being mixed up with that reckless good-for-nothing.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I mean, why can't she see it, huh?
Went through just the same thing with Emma.
He's no good for her.
Her and Ed Grundy.
She says she loves him.
Yeah, of course.
And he loves her. Well, I said to her, what's that worth, huh? The love of a man who nearly killed your father? It'll end in tears.
Always does.
She just can't see it.
You can't tell them, Mike. They has to plough their own furrow. You just have to hope they'll learn and not make the same mistake a second time.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, most ways she takes after her mother. She's got a sensible head on her shoulders. But, oh, when it comes to men, I don't know. It's like the judgment goes right out the window.
I still owe him money.
Who?
Tom.
What for?
Well, when we were building the house and we ran out of cash, he loaned us 10 grand.
And you still owe him?
Yeah, only about 2.5. In fact, I was thinking the other day I could probably just about afford to pay it off now.
Oh, I'd do it if I were you.
Yeah, I think I might.
You don't want to be in debt to a man like that.
No, anyway, how's that knee of yours holding up, eh?
Oh, still hurts like hell, but I'm getting about a bit.
So, how about coming down the pub this evening?
Oh, no, 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 I couldn't walk that far.
Oh, no, no, I'll take you in the car.
Would you?
Yeah, if you like.
Would I like? Oh, thanks, mate.
And Christopher Carter as Teeny gave a restrained and sensitive performance.
Oh, what?
That's what it says.
Yeah, let me see.
Restrained and sensitive.
What was this guy on?
And this was Friday night when he kept making all those sausage jokes.
I'm never going to live this down.
So where he gets restrained and sensitive from is a bit of a mystery.
He hardly even mentions Joe's beard catching fire.
Oh, it's in there.
That was a highlight of Friday's performance.
Something about how well everyone coped despite, what was it, accidental pyrotechnics.
At least it's only in the Echo. Nobody reads that.
Yes, they do.
None of my friends.
We sold an extra 30 copies today.
Oh, what?
What?
I was wrong. Some people do read the Echo.
Who's that then?
Nisha.
Who's Nisha?
Mum.
What?
My business, your nose, keep out.
Well, it's just you seem to get so many calls from her.
So?
Have you known her long?
A while.
How long's a while?
I shoed her horse for her, okay?
Oh, right. That Ambridge girl, is she?
What is your problem, Mum?
Well, just wondered if I might know the family. I get to know all sorts of people, you know, working in the shop.
Hey, mate.
Oh, hello.
Hiya.
Did you go and see Mike?
Yeah, he's much better today. Said I'd take him down the Bull after tea.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you want to come?
No, Emma's out tonight. Said I'd babysit.
I'll come. Oh, okay. How long see you, Mum?
About 20 minutes. Where are you going?
Up to my room. You got a problem with that? Christopher! What's the matter with him?
Oh, he saw the Snow White review.
Oh, right.
And so did his new girlfriend.
What girlfriend?
Nisha.
Nisha?
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
What sort of name is that?
Hmm?
Nisha.
I don't know.
Sounds sort of Asian, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it could be.
But if she is, how come she's got her own horse?
What?
He said he shoed her horse for her.
So?
Well, It doesn't sound very likely, does it?
How do you mean?
If she's Asian.
And Asians don't ride horses.
You wouldn't think so, would you?
Susan.
What?
They practically invented horsemanship.
Did they?
Yeah, how does a Hindu bridegroom get to his wedding?
I don't know.
We watched that film only last week.
Oh, yeah, of course. The White Horse.
Yeah, think of all them polo players. And the Mughal Ords, for heaven's sake.
Mughal Ords is one thing. Borsetshire's quite another.
There's any number of Asian families in the county.
Yeah, running Indian takeaways.
Oh, remember Christopher's maths teacher at Borchester Green?
Yeah, well...
You liked him all right, didn't you? And what about Usha?
Usha doesn't ride.
But she could if she wanted to. And she's not the only one. There's quite a few professional Asian families around these parts who could well afford to keep horses.
Oh, I suppose.
So don't go jump into conclusions.
No, no, all right. Just...
Would you rather he was still going out with Carly?
No. No, thank heaven that's over. Mm. I just don't want him to... Oh, go making the same mistake as Emma.
You can't choose who your kids fall in love with.
I know, I know.
I've just been having this same conversation with Mike.
Have you?
Mm, he's still in a state about Brenda seeing Tom.
Oh, it's hardly surprising.
Talking of Tom...
What?
I would really like to pay him off, you know, the rest of what we owe.
Can we afford to?
Yeah, I reckon we can, just about. Pigs have been doing okay, and with what you're pulling in at the shop and the kids putting their bit in the kitty...
Oh, Neil, I would love to be shot of that debt. How much do we owe?
$2,500. Oh,
can we really spare that much?
I reckon so.
Well, then let's do it. Let's start the new year with a clean slate.
Someone brought a copy of The Echo into school, Pip said. Did a cred no end of good, being on the front page.
And things are all right between you and her now, are they?
Oh, yeah, fine. We had a lovely Christmas, and she's much happier. Back to her old self, really. Mm. And then the calves, well, that was just the icing on the cake.
But?
What?
Well, I just get the feeling there's a but lurking there.
Well, everything was fine as long as the kids were home. We were both concentrating on them, making sure they had a good time. And then, yesterday, they went back to school.
And?
It all went into reverse.
How do you mean?
Between me and David. It was like the wall went up again. Suddenly we can't talk to each other.
What, not at all?
Only about work. And even then he's terribly polite to me. Like I'm a stranger. Like he's keeping me at arm's length all the time.
And what about you? Are you keeping him at arm's length?
No, no, of course not.
Not even slightly?
No, I'm really trying to get back to, you know, normal. Like we used to be.
But give it time.
I just come up against this wall of... Oh, I don't know, it's almost indifference.
I'm sure he's not indifferent.
We're no further on than we were a month ago. It's as if Christmas never happened.
Listen, David still loves you.
Does he?
I'm sure of it.
I'm not. It feels as if he doesn't want to be anywhere near me.
You made it work over Christmas.
For the kids.
So it was all just a big act, was it? You put on a show for the kids.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that.
No, of course it wasn't. Pip would have seen through that in 5 minutes flat.
It's just... We were focused on them and not on each other. But take them away and it all falls apart.
But he does love you.
You keep saying that.
Because it's true. You couldn't have done the whole Christmas thing, the two of you, without the sort of unspoken understanding that you have.
Oh, that's just habit. 18 years of being married.
No, it's love. Proper, grown-up, deep-down love.
Oh, I wish I could believe that.
Just hang on in there, Ruth. You'll see that I'm right.
Well, cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Oh, it's so good to get out. Oh, we're going crazy staring at them same four walls.
So when do you reckon you'll be back at work?
Oh, doctor reckons a month, but I can't sit around for that long.
Oh, make the most of it.
Well, that's what everyone says, but I can't stand being, you know...
Waited on hand and foot.
Well, be old and...
I reckon I could get used to it.
Ah, it's having to rely on other people the whole time. I hate it. It ain't that I'm not grateful. I mean, Haley's been such an angel, but I don't know what I'd done without her. Brenda, on the other hand...
What's up with Brenda?
Christopher. Oh,
she's hardly speaking to me.
She must be well embarrassed.
Leave it.
Seeing as how it was her boyfriend on this year.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But she won't hear a word said against him. I love him, she says. It were an accident. What? Like that's supposed to make everything all right?
Hayley's still working over Lower Loxley, is she?
I mean, how would you feel, Christopher, if your dad had been knocked down by your girlfriend, eh?
Dunno.
Driving too fast down a country lane.
More likely to be trampled under the hooves of her horse, eh, Christopher?
Huh? What's this?
He's got himself a new girlfriend.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. He's ditched the lovely Carly.
Oh, that was ages ago.
And taken up with a horse riding girl.
Give it a rest, Dad.
So, when are we going to meet this Nisha, huh?
You're worse than mum you are.
Yeah, well, Brenda just don't get it.
Get what?
That it ain't proper for her to be going out with an irresponsible boy racer who nearly crippled her dad.
Right.
So, when does Brenda go back to university?
You know, Tom Archer's gourmet grills van.
Huh?
What about it?
Saw it parked up by the church this afternoon.
What was he doing there?
I don't know, but some wag had written in the muck on the side, today's special hit and run.
That's awful.
That's no more than he deserves. Now I could just fancy a bag of smoky bacon crisps. Anyone else?
No, Tom.
I'll get them for you.
No, I can stagger as far as the bar. Today's special. You know, I'm starting to feel a whole lot better already.
Helen.
Oh, hi.
Not working today?
Yeah, just running a bit late, that's all.
So, Kirsty has to open up?
Yeah.
Again?
I only stopped off to buy some painkillers. Bit of a headache.
Heavy night?
I just didn't sleep very well, that's all.
Woke up in a strange bed, did you?
What?
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, I was at home.
I haven't forgotten what you were like in Tenerife.
Oh, don't remind me, please. I know I went a bit crazy.
A bit?
I know.
You were a complete liability.
I'm sorry.
I should have known something like this would happen.
Like what?
Tom's told me.
What?
The truth about New Year's Eve.
No.
That you were the one driving the car.
He told you?
And you were drunk. And you knocked down my dad.
Oh, Brenda.
You could have killed him.
I know. And I'm so sorry. I can't forgive myself.
And you're letting Tom take the blame.
I can't believe he told you.
Is that all you can say?
No. We just said we'd keep it a secret. He said he wouldn't tell anyone, that it would just be between the two of us.
And you let him.
It was his idea.
You could have said no.
You don't understand. Are you going to tell everyone now?
No.
Honestly?
Because Tom asked me not to.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's him you should be thanking.
Well, I have. I do, all the time.
I mean, do you have any idea what the consequences could be for him?
I know.
He could lose his licence, Helen. He could get an enormous fine.
I'll pay it. I'll pay the fine.
Will you go to prison for him, too?
He won't go to prison.
Oh, you know that, do you?
Well, he wasn't drunk. He went to the police.
Doesn't stop people thinking the worst, does it? Do you know what they're saying about him? That he's shiftless and irresponsible, that he's some kind of antisocial speed freak who should be locked up.
They don't mean it.
Oh, don't they? You should hear my dad.
Is he okay?
No, he is not okay. He's a mass of bruises, he can hardly walk, and he's mad as hell.
But he'll get better.
And he's forbidden me to see Tom, did you know that?
He's angry, he'll get over it.
Oh, he will he?
Look, I'm sorry, Brenda.
And that makes everything all right, does it? The fact that you're sorry. Helen, you could have killed him.
But I didn't.
It's only just a year since my mum died. How do you think me and Roy would have felt, losing our dad as well?
Stop it, Brenda, please. I can't bear it.
Oh, you can't bear it. You think I can?
I've got to go now.
Oh, yeah. Run away like you always do. Leave someone else to clear up the mess.
How's it going?
I'm getting too old for this.
You say that every year.
Yeah, well, this time I mean it.
You say that every year too.
Yeah, I'm serious, Pat.
Bad out there, is it?
Yeah, dreadful. I mean, look at the state of my boots.
Oh, dear.
The mud was right over my ankles in places.
Oh, that field still doesn't drain too well, does it, despite all the work we've put in?
Oh, I'm not growing leeks there again, that's for sure.
Yeah, but next year, with the rotation, they'll be back on the better ground.
Yeah, I know. But look at them. It's going to take me hours to get that lot cleaned up.
Ah, good leaks, though. Get a premium price for those.
Yeah, and that's the next treat in store for me today. 2 hours in that freezing packing shed, trimming the blooming things, while my fingers slowly turn blue.
Well, come inside and have some coffee first.
Oh, no.
Yeah, get yourself warmed up.
The sooner I get on with it, the sooner it will be done.
OK, well, I'll bring you out a flask.
Oh.
What's Helen doing here?
Well, didn't she go to work this morning?
Yeah, she did. You all right, love?
Why
aren't you at work?
Oh, I'm not feeling too good.
What's the matter?
I think I must have picked up some bug.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I felt a bit rough when I woke up this morning.
Well, you should have stayed in bed.
I've let Kirsty down often enough. I thought I ought to at least try. But as I was driving along and I just started to feel worse and worse, so...
Oh, dear.
I thought, if it's a bug, I really shouldn't be in the shop. You know, selling food.
Well, you go and have a lie down.
Have you rung Kirsty?
Mm. Yeah, she's fine. Says they can manage.
Go on, in you go.
Okay.
Oh, Tony.
Well, I'd better get on with these leaks.
Did you notice her eyes?
Hmm? How do you mean?
They're all red. She's obviously been crying.
Oh.
Something's wrong, I know it. And where's she been since she left the house this morning, if she hasn't been to the shop?
Well, if she's picked up a bug...
Well, she's been complaining all week about feeling unwell, and she's hardly eating again. You know what that means.
Now, don't go overreacting.
I'm not.
Look. She did push the boat out a bit over Christmas, didn't she? Partying like there was no tomorrow.
Yes, I know,
but... There's nothing wrong with that. We've all overdone things in our time. Yeah, but now the holidays are over, it's dreary January. We have to put away the party hats and knuckle down.
It's more than that, though.
And no wonder she feels a bit under the weather. I certainly do.
She's been like this since New Year. I reckon it was being in that car with Tom.
When he hit Mike.
I'm wondering if maybe... Maybe she's suffering from shock.
Where are we taking it?
Just over there onto the next patch.
Doesn't look much better than this one.
Nope. There's been so much rain, pigs will have it churned up in no time. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, and lift.
Oh.
All right?
Yeah, fine.
Jazza would normally give me a hand, but he's a bit busy this week.
Yeah, I know. He's been in to see my dad a couple of times.
He's still doing the morning feed, but when it comes to moving ox...
No, hold on.
What's the matter?
My boot's stuck in the mud.
Do you want to put it down?
No. Oh, got it.
Okay. You should be onto the fresh ground.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Okay, just another few feet. Right, that'll do.
Oh.
Well done.
Never known it this bad.
I can always get my dad to help me.
No, it's okay, really. It's just...
What?
Bit like life, really, isn't it? Wading through mud, trying to keep your balance.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
Tom, I did something this morning I really shouldn't have done.
What?
It's just my dad has been having another go about, you know, you and me, and... I was in such a rage about it, and then I bumped into Helen.
Helen?
She was just coming out of the village shop. We literally crashed into each other, and I'm afraid I sort of let her have it a bit.
Oh, no.
I was just so hacked off about you getting the blame the whole time, and my dad carrying on and everything.
She didn't know you knew.
I know.
I said we'd keep it a secret, just the two of us.
I just can't understand how she could let you do it. How she can let you take all this flack?
I didn't realise at the time.
It's so typical of her, though. It's completely self-absorbed. Like she was on that holiday. And at the launch for the venison sausages. Just never giving a damn about anyone else.
But it's like you said before. All the drinking, all the bravado. It's all a cover for her insecurity.
I know, but it's...
And that night... Well, that night when we hit your dad, that's what I saw in her face. Inside, she's just this terrified kid.
But even so... Oh, Tom, I just hate the way you're getting the blame.
I can take it. I don't think Helen can.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Neil.
Hello, Mum.
Said I'd find you out here moving arcs, she said.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Not much fun in these conditions, huh?
You can say that again.
Anyway, what can I do for you?
I got something for you. Here.
What's this?
It's the money I owe you.
What money?
From when we were building the house. You made us a loan.
Oh, that money?
Yeah, that's the last instalment. $2,500.
Oh, wasn't expecting this for ages yet.
Yeah, I know, but I got the money, so...
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
So it's dinner at Grey Gables tonight, then?
It's just... Oh, I know when you lent it to us, you were flying pretty high.
And look what happened.
Yeah, and I felt bad about not being able to pay you back when, you know...
When my luck ran out?
But now I can afford it, so...
It's good to have something nice happen, isn't it?
Yeah. This last week's been such a nightmare. Thanks, Neil. Thanks a lot.
And I had a call from Lillian.
Huh?
We're all invited to tea on Sunday.
Tea?
Yeah, she's laying on a tea party to celebrate Jennifer's birthday.
A tea party?
Yes.
Lillian?
I know it sounds unlikely, no,
it's my idea of hell.
Oh, come on.
Making small talk with Matt over buttered scones and crumpets?
I shouldn't think Matt would be there. Bit more pepper, I think.
Yes, well, talking of birthdays...
Yeah, don't remind me.
What do you want to do for yours?
Ignore it.
Oh, now, come on, Pat.
Oh, Helen.
Hi.
You feeling better?
Yeah, a bit.
Do you feel up to some lunch? It's nearly ready.
No, I better not.
I made some soup. Carrot and parsnip. And I put some orange juice in, like you suggested. I think it's turned out rather yummy.
Well, okay.
Good.
Just a very small bowl.
Has Mum told you about this thing on Sunday?
No, what thing?
Lillian's laying on for Jennifer's birthday.
We're all invited.
Oh.
How about it?
Me? No, I don't think so. Auntie Lillian's parties are usually a bit over the top.
No.
Oh, I thought you liked over the top parties.
This is just a tea party with the family.
Oh.
It'll all be very civilised.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll think about it. Hi, Tom.
Hiya. Oh, it's horrible out there.
Yes, I had noticed.
We were moving pig arcs and it started to rain again.
You and Jazza?
One of my boots is leaking. No, Jazza went home to bed. Brenda's been helping me.
Brenda?
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, fine. I felt a bit queasy earlier.
Well, I thought Mike had forbidden her to see you.
Well, he's doing his best. He let me in the house and keeps trying to persuade her to dump me.
Can you blame him?
I can understand him being a bit annoyed.
A bit annoyed?
But it doesn't give him the right to tell Brenda who she can go out with.
You nearly killed the man!
Dad, he was wandering around in the dark, in the fog, completely plastered.
Oh, so he brought it on himself?
No.
It's no wonder he's mad, if that's your attitude.
All I'm saying...
It was an accident!
Yes, love, but Tom's got to realise...
It was an accident! Can you please just shut up about it?
It's okay. It's okay.
No! It's not okay!
Let's change the subject, shall we?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
The soup's ready, so if someone would like to put on some toast...
Yeah, I'll do it.
I must just go and find some dry socks. I've got a soaking wet foot where my boot leaked.
Could you get some bowls out, Helen?
Yeah, just a sec. I just want to ask Tom something. Tom.
What?
I just wanted to say... I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But it's not okay, is it? I can't bear to listen to Mum and Dad going on and on at you like that when I know it was my fault.
It'll pass. A couple of weeks, they'll have forgotten all about it.
I'm sorry, Tom. I'm so, so sorry.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. And there's more from The Archers tonight at 7, when Pat faces some damage control.